I am going to provide the events and activities that we do have that are going on. There are some, and we again encourage, if your organization is back to attempting events and trying to do something where you can engage the public, let us know. You send us a message. You can send it to me directly, charlie@wsgw.com, or use our news source, news@wsgw.com. And here's one, and we've had some news coverage on this, but it's certainly an event that we want to talk about that the city of Saginaw is undertaking. It's a chance to associate you with some folks who are going to help you out with the 2020 census. The city of Saginaw is hosting Census on the Go awareness events in July, and there's one scheduled today. It's going to be at 11 o'clock this morning, 11 till 1, at the Saginaw CAC, 2824 Perkins in Saginaw. You're going to find volunteers, city staff members on hand available to assist you with filling out the census form, computers available so you can do it online, nice and easy and quick. There'll even be some free lunch opportunities to enjoy, some free giveaways. Now, you are asked to have a mask. There'll be hand sanitizers and disinfectants available, too, as social distancing guidelines will be adhered to. So 11 until 1 today for the Census on the Go event in the city of Saginaw, the Saginaw CAC 2824 Perkins. Fridays at the Falls continue in Bay City. Some outdoor entertainment you can enjoy at the 3rd Street Waterfall Park. Bring your chair, bring your mask, please, and prepare to social distance and enjoy the Jeff Yance music performance. Show begins at 6 o'clock tonight for Friday at the Falls in Bay City. We have the continuation that the Midland Center for the Arts doing through the community theater team, where the Center Stage Theater is performing all 37 of William Shakespeare's plays. And it's a weekly performance, and I think they're up to number 17 or 18. Well, you can check it out tonight. It's a performance conducted virtually by Zoom and broadcast on Facebook Live, and it helps explore the limits and the opportunities for actors to help engage in a medium where they have to execute all the battles and the duels with lunges and movement on a virtual stage. You can, again, find it on the Midland Center Facebook page at 9 o'clock tonight and each Friday evening until all 37 performances are completed. MidlandCenter.org/virtual events. MidlandCenter.org/virtual events to find out more. Going to be a special American flag display going on in Bay City tomorrow. An American flag display walk. It's going to be tomorrow and starting at 10:30 in the morning. You're asked to come and display your flag, any size. It's not a political event. It's not a march. It's not a protest. Not a rally. It's just a display of American flags. And you're asked to meet at Carroll Park starting at 10:30. And then you can stand, you can sit along Center Avenue between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. With your American flag. If you don't have a flag, you can wear some appropriate clothing that might display red, white, and blue. And again, just intended to be an event to celebrate America, not being political and not being a march or protest or anything like that. Jazz in the Garden continues at the Anderson and Richmond Center on Wednesday. And this coming Wednesday, in fact, it's the final performance of Jazz in the Garden throughout the month of July. Cool Lemon Jazz performing. That's going to be again at 7 o'clock and free. Now, of course, because of the constraints of the COVID situation, attendance to be capped at the first 85 people, masks required for entry. You can bring your own chair and get ready to relax. Gates will open at 6 o'clock. The performance begins at 7 for Cool Lemon Jazz at the Anderson and Richmond Center this coming Wednesday. If you want to learn more about Jazz in the Garden, go to andersoncenter.org online. That's andersoncenter.org. This coming Wednesday, it's another food pantry at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Every Wednesday, the pantry is open between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. It's drive-through. It's first come, first serve if you are in need, or tell someone who you may know that could be in need. First Presbyterian in Saginaw, 121 South Harrison, corner of Court and Webster, this Wednesday and every Wednesday, 9 till 11 a.m. for the food pantry. And we have another musical opportunity, and this is Music in the Park at Irons Park in West Branch next Thursday at 7 o'clock, and the performance of the Rhett Yoakam Blues Band, blues and rock performing. It's free admission, though donations are accepted if you'd like to make a donation to help offset costs and things like that. Next Thursday, enjoy it, 7 o'clock at Irons Park in West Branch for the Rhett Yoakam Blues Band, the blues and rock performance. You'll have to call to find out about opportunities, but it is this Saturday, tomorrow, the Bridge the Gap Golf Scramble. This golf scramble that's to help with the proceeds to sponsor some young adults from the Great Lakes Bay region entering the police academy. It's going to be a shotgun start at 9. You check in starting at 8 at the Bay County Golf Course. And to find out more for the opportunities to still get in and be part of the event, call 989-860-1731. That's 989-860-1731 tomorrow for the Bridge the Gap Golf Scramble. And a reminder that the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging is still accepting referrals for free vision, free dental, and free hearing aid programs. This is where you have to be a participant or caregiver aged 60 or older and a resident in the counties of Bay, Clare, Gladwin, Gratiot, Huron, Isabella, Midland, and Saginaw, or under the thumb of San Luca Tuscola County. These free services are available with some funding that's provided to the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging. The funding will go through September 30th. So these programs, these opportunities will go through September 30th or until the funding is depleted. So if you'd like to find more about these free services and take advantage, call 800-858-1637. That's 800-858-1637. Or online, it's region7aaa.org. Region, the number 7, AAA.org. Some events, some activities, some opportunities that we talk about for you this Friday morning on the Morning Team Show.